Neulich auf der EM-Grillparty.
Und Ball gewinnen. Jetzt vielleicht der letzte Angriff gespielt.
Nur noch eine Minute für ein Tor.
Jetzt muss es schnell gehen.
Komm schon. Nur noch eine Minute für eine perfekte gegrillte Wurst. Auch nur fürs Essen da? Dann hol dir die vegane Bratwurst von Rügenwalder Mühle. Am besten schmeckt's, wenn's allen schmeckt. Rügenwalder Mühle.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Thursday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Afternoon, Miranda.
Oh.
Are you, you stocking up?
Hello, Lillian, yes. Replenishing the veg at Blossom Hill.
How was the holiday? Brian's nicely rested?
Well, he was.
Yes.
Listen, could we perhaps meet for coffee later? I need to ask some advice.
From me?
He's very upset.
Well, we all are.
I don't know how to help, so please, can we put aside our fencing foils just for a short while? We really need to put our heads together.
Yes, of course. Look, I'll let you know when I'm free. The tea room here, suit you?
Perfect. Thank you, Lillian. I'll see you later, then.
Okay. Ooh, hello, George.
Mrs. Bellamy.
Have you come from the Angus's?
No, I've been stocking up the beetroot.
I'm sure my brother keeps you busy.
Why, what's he said?
Nothing. No. Sorry, look, I wanted to say I'm sorry about everything with...
With?
With Alice. I realise my niece has caused quite a lot of stress for you recently.
No worries. Is the stables all clear of strangles?
Oh, well, we've had no new cases now for 3 weeks.
So you'll be starting lessons again soon?
Not too long, I hope.
Only Kira's missing her lessons.
I'm sure. She's a nice little rider, lots of potential.
As if she's allowed back.
Sorry?
Don't know why folk have to chat rubbish online and get all aggy. Don't help no one.
Sorry, I'm not sure that I follow what...
Tony needs me in the shed. All right, gotta go.
But... Okay, bye then. Strange.
Sorry, Will. I had to check on the energy bar stock for the cyclists.
They cleaning you out, then?
Oh, they're like multicoloured locusts. Just the chewing gum.
Yeah, thanks, Susan. Why are they suddenly coming through Ambridge?
Oh, apparently a local blog recommended it as a fast-paced route for touring the countryside. That's ready when you are.
Right, did you hear about Roy staying in Bulgaria?
Oh, yes. Neil rang Mike, and even he's managing to seem positive about it.
Good old Mike.
And how's our George? So the Bartleby sale is definitely off?
Afraid so. Oh,
Clary's completely baffled, and Emma's beside herself.
Well, George reckons everyone who voted to sell is just plain greedy. I can't get through to him, Susan. No one can.
He's raring to go and he can't wait to see you very soon. Say goodbye, Izzy.
Bye-bye, Izzy. Bye.
Bye, darling.
Oh, how embarrassing.
Justin, I hadn't pressed stop.
What?
Oh, you'll have to trim the end off that clip before you send it.
Me? Why am I sending it?
Because it's on your phone. Here you are.
Oh, if I'd known that, I'd made you use your own.
Oh, but your phone is far superior to mine, darling, as you never cease to remind me.
Mm-hmm.
Well done, Sadie, you clever girl. Oh, well, now I must look through our socials properly. I haven't had time for ages.
Oh, you're not so fretting about what George Grundy said.
Well, it was very odd. Oh, and thanks for getting your contact to check over our IT system, by the way.
Well, we can't be too careful after the cyber attack at Home Farm.
Agreed.
Now, do we need a quick chat about Carlotta?
What about her?
Well, Sal Blakedown's reference for her came in, and it's actually outstanding.
Mm, really? Sal isn't known for handing out compliments.
So, Carlotta remains the top candidate for our manager role by a country mile.
Temporary manager?
Yeah, yes, of course, temporary manager. But, Lillian, we don't want her poached from under our noses.
Well, I suppose she did ask all the right questions.
And crucially, she can start very soon.
I do still wonder if...
If Alice will waltz back in sober any minute.
Oh, I realise that's not likely. She's not even replying to my messages now.
Oh, darling. Look, we are utterly drained. Caring for all the horses, reassuring clients.
I know.
Even Francesca and Joanne are struggling and they're decades younger than us.
Yes.
So, please, can I ring Carlotta and tell her the job's hers?
Well, only until Alice is back.
Look, I'll say 6 weeks minimum and we'll take it from there.
All right, then.
Good. You won't regret it.
No need to worry now, mate.
Hello, George.
Nana, what are you doing here?
Oh, that's a nice welcome.
Uncle Chris just left. He done a hoof trim on both of them.
Oh, that's good. Anyway, Pat thought these knobbly carrots might cheer Bartleby up.
Well, he ain't allowed them these days, is he?
Oh, sorry. Well, Jim can have them then.
And he don't need cheering up. He's glad he's staying.
Right. How are you, boy, eh?
Truth is, he's too old to move. Great-granddad Joe would have got that. I know he would.
Right. Although your grandma's worried about the vet's bills. They'll only get bigger.
I'm doing more milking at Bridge Farm now, so I can cover them.
Your mum's concern is that the more work you're doing, the less you'll be here for Bartleby.
Look, I know what's best for him, OK? It's obvious this is the right decision.
Wish things like that were obvious.
What?
Knowing what's best for other people.
How do you mean?
Oh, sorry, I was just thinking about Martha.
It's not her fault her mum's a boozer.
No, but you never know how these things affect children.
Yeah. Why not bring her over to see Bartleby?
Oh, no, she's still quite wary of Champion.
Might do her good.
It might and it might not. How do we know? How do we know anything?
Bit deep.
Well, that's the trouble, George. Even when people want to do the right thing, like for Bartleby and for Martha, they all have different ideas about what that is.
I guess.
So how do you know what to do?
Don't ask me. Ain't you supposed to know stuff like that when you get to your age, Nana?
Oh, if only. No, I'm afraid it never gets any easier. It's so hard knowing which way to go sometimes.
Mm.
You think your instincts will guide you, but what if they're wrong? What if everyone else is right?
I don't know.
Oh, sorry. I'm not making much sense, am I, George? Ignore me, love.
No, I get what you're on about. At least, I think I do.
These things, they're not about what we want, that's all I'm saying. Anyway, I'm sure whatever you decide, you'll make it work somehow.
Yeah. See you, Nana. Thanks for the carrots.
So, how did you get on with Carlotta?
Induction on Thursday, starting the week after.
On a 6-week contract.
To begin with. Well, we'll be very glad to have her when we lift our lockdown. And we'll get a good idea of how she operates, just in case, well, you know.
Yes.
I'm sorry to bring this back to reality, but our first priority has to be preserving the business.
Yes, I realise that.
Oh, and you may be interested to know I solved your little puzzle.
Sorry?
George's worrying comment. It's a thread about riding schools, in particular a back and forth about whether Alice was drunk during lessons.
Good Lord!
Look who's been commenting.
Is that Emma Grundy? Well, presumably she's sticking up for Alice.
No, not exactly.
What? She was never drunk taking a lesson.
No, Emma's not actually saying she was, just that she could have been. It's a very long thread.
She's supposed to be family.
Well, she's clearly got drawn into a spat, so may not be intentional.
Well, can't we delete it?
No, it's not on our site.
Well, make a comment ourselves, say it's not true.
No, that might revive the argument. It'll only come up if people are searching online.
But they will search, Justin. That's how you choose a riding school.
Listen, I'll take care of it, all right?
How?
I know how to make this go away.
Lillian.
Oh, hello, Susan. How are you?
Oh, just having a little breather. Sit with me if you like.
I'd love to, darling.
Oh, but are you meeting someone?
Well, I am meeting Miranda, who's already texted me her order.
Oh, really?
The skinny latte is for her. The full-fat cappuccino is very much for me.
Things still awkward between you two.
Suffice to say, I'd be grateful for your company, but, well, she's worried about Brian.
See.
Oh, here she is. Cooey, Miranda!
Oh, sorry I'm late. Susan, isn't it?
That's right. Hello, Miranda.
You're Chris's mum?
Yes.
Skinny, as requested.
Most kind. Thank you.
So, how's Brian?
Is he okay?
Oh, he's beside himself. Especially now Alice won't let him go round.
Well, she's the same with all of us.
He's been leaving supplies on her doorstep, in case she doesn't feel like going out.
She's going out to buy alcohol.
Well, yes, she's self-medicating, but she must eat.
Self-medicating.
And Adam's quietly using his key to check her post.
Brian spent yesterday phoning round rehab centres so we know where there might be spaces.
Now, he's not to worry about Alice's job. We'll have temporary cover, but as soon as she's back...
He'll be so relieved. He can't concentrate, Lillian. Alice is all he thinks about from morning till night. I have to say, I'm at a loss.
Well, I think the best thing you can do is try and encourage him not to keep blaming himself, Miranda. It totally saps your energy, which doesn't help anyone.
Very true.
Sorry, Lillian, but how long can you keep Alice's job open for her?
Well, as long as it takes, I promise, whatever she needs.
Now it's just down to Alice.
Yes.
It's all down to Alice.
Mad as a hatter, ain't she? Look what she's doing with that hay.
That's Jem for you.
And Bartleby don't even notice.
Oh, he does sometimes.
They're a funny pair, ain't they?
Yeah. Meg Mellor gone home now, has she?
No, she's still around, apparently. I bumped into Mick. He's keeping an eye on her horse box in the Grey Gables car park.
Oh.
Oliver's zapping her money back to her tomorrow.
Right.
Mick reckons Meg's old dad used to keep Welsh ponies. That's why she loves them so much.
Yeah.
Her dad sounds a lot like your great-granddad Joe. Any road. All what matters is Bartleby, and who's best to look after him. If you think that's you, then... Oh, I respect you for that, George. If you're willing to be there for him, whenever he needs you. George?
Trouble is, I can't be, can I?
Sorry?
What with work and all that.
Oh, I'm sure you'll do your best.
But is that enough? Especially when Meg's got that whole amazing setup with plenty of money for the vet bills.
True.
Right then.
Well, what are you doing?
We got to do the right thing for Bartleby, ain't we? I'm calling Meg.
Neulich auf der EM-Grillparty.
Und Ball gewinnen. Jetzt vielleicht der letzte Angriff gespielt.
Nur noch eine Minute für ein Tor.
Jetzt muss es schnell gehen.
Komm schon. Nur noch eine Minute für eine perfekte gegrillte Wurst.
Auch nur fürs Essen da? Dann hol dir die vegane Bratwurst von Rügenwalder Mühle. Am besten schmeckt's, wenn's allen schmeckt. Rügenwalder Mühle.